The video is the latest punch in the fight over the use of non-union labor at the Goldtex Apartments building.
You have high voltage cable exposed, piles of trash 5, 6, 7 foot wide, blocking the hallway, blocking exits and entrances, blocking the elevators. They have workers working in this building. No fire extinguishers on any of these floors. Fire alarm that's not installed. If a fire starts, God knows what would happen.
That's the voice of a man the video claims is a former worker at the site. His face is blacked out, and while he speaks, photos supposedly from the construction site roll by the screen. Post Brothers Apartments founder Matt Pestronk says,
"The tape is a piece of garbage."
Pestronk alleges that union workers intimidated and even assaulted his workers at the site. This is no small fight. The video includes labor leaders, city councilmen, and Congressman Bob Brady.
You know, hindsight is 100% at 22nd and Market, but on 12th Street, it's not hindsight, it's foresight. You can certainly try to prevent something's happening someplace else.
Pestronk says it's, quote, pretty disgusting to compare his job site to what caused this summer's building collapse.
We believe we're doing everything safely. 22nd and Market has nothing to do with this. The fear-mongering that these guys perpetrate is all they have.
Despite all the controversy, Pestronk says efforts to rent out apartments are going well. I'm Elizabeth Fiedler, WHYY News.